Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
Red knights at the round table, green knights where we're able. We'll routine to call a scene to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. Red knights at the round table, our shows are more mid-table. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off to mad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you ma'am.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how'd you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons.
Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
That's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I am your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about! Do you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't
you? By your transgression, you receive the atomic boot to the ass!
Thud!
Oh boy, that sounded bad.
I've fallen and I can't get up!
Ha ha!
Is the devil. King, Shazam the Terrible, and the Knights of the Round Table.
We know it. She's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. whiskey and I own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. But we grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women, old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Hello everybody, it's old King Shazuz the Terrible. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table on multiple networks out there, and I'd like to thank everybody for all the things that they do to make this all possible for each and every one of us. There's a spiritual battle of epic proportions going on out there, whether you're a believer in a higher power or, you know, a single source somewhere in the entire universe or whatever. You have a spiritual war going on, whether it be human or divine intervention, whatever you want to call it. Either way, there is a definite battle between good and evil going on. And I just want to touch on a subject that is really, really important, and it's kind of a reminder to each and every one of us out here, you know, including myself, because I have my ups and downs as well. But there's something really important going on here. Each and every one of us who have come to these networks have done this for a reason. It's because since we think outside the box, we don't see the world as everyone else sees it. We don't agree with things that are going on in the world. And in our own way, we try to shout out to the world, you know. We tried to climb that mountain. We tried to shout it from the mountain and tell the whole world, you know, hey, wake up, look, you know, see something's going on. Something's going down. I've watched many networks fall before us. And this network, I hope to be the exception of the rule, because when you look at what we've really got going on with all these multiple networks coming together, it is an amazing thing. When you go into battle, you have to know that there's going to be those who's going to disagree with you, and they're going to try to attack you in any way possible. Turn one another against each other, and do whatever it takes in order to either disrupt the broadcasts of the servers, or disrupt the chat rooms, or, you know, just do whatever they can to try to, you know, make the whole thing look bad, you know. It's kind of like we've talked about this before in conspiracy theories and stuff like that, how, you know, they'll get a group together and they'll go organize and they'll protest and it'll be all peaceful, and then they'll have some provocateurs come in there and, you know, start getting rowdy, and the rowdy ones make the whole entire, you know, thing look bad, because, you know, as the mainstream media has their own agenda, they basically just show the stuff like that. If they find a sign in a crowd of a protest that has some racial overtones on it, they will focus on that, and they will make that the center of attention. We got some really wonderful hosts out here. We got some really wonderful networks. We've got some really wonderful guests, really wonderful nights, the round table. And like I said, we've all came here for a reason. It wasn't by chance that we all showed up at all these networks. It wasn't by chance that we decided we wanted to do a radio show, you know, to reach out there and touch the world. And we are touching the world. We're throwing positive pebbles on a daily basis. I've watched many networks before us fall, and it was always because of, infighting. It was always because of disagreements or, you know, things that, misunderstandings. And, you know, it's sad because they had a good vision. They had a good dream. It is so important what we're doing, laying these stepping stones for the future of all humanity, you know. You think that by just saying a word or putting a post up that you're not making a difference. But even in the laws of physics, for every action is an equal and opposite reaction. So whatever you do positive out there is going to have an equal and opposite reaction to the to whatever it is you do. You know, and we're trying to throw all the positive out there so that we can get a positive back. We're trying to not throw negatives out there to one another and make things make things bad. You know, if we lose one host, then we've lost a big deal. Really. If we lose one listener, we've lost a big deal. You know, to me, this whole process of getting up early in the morning and getting my coffee together and rounding up the modem and bringing it over and hooking it up and getting all the network stuff sorted out so that I can come on here and I can speak to the world and hopefully spread some words of wisdom from, you know, at the very least, my point of view. Some days I get so discouraged that I'm just ready to give it all up, you know. We have a lot of things that get in your way, you know, stumbling blocks. But folks, listen to me. I'm speaking from the heart. We can't let this fall down. We can't let this whole process, all that we've worked for all this time, fall by the wayside like so many networks before us. Shaziz Radio Network is going to continue on, even if it ends up being a one-man band. You know? And I will keep on doing my show, even if it falls down to where I only have one listener. And crazy enough, I will probably follow my show, keep it all the way down to if I have zero listeners. I know that there's so many people out there that feel like this world is such a mess. It's so overwhelming. And that's the evil portion of the spiritual battle that's continuously trying to stir the pot of racism and hate and discouragement all over the land.
it doesn't just happen in America. It happens all over in every nation. Every nation gets messed up by taxes and regulations and rules and all kinds of stuff. And every single group out there has one guy that just doesn't want to understand, you know. It's a spiritual growth from the time that you are born till the time that you die. It's a learning experience. You know, if you go into battle and you know for a fact, 100% for a fact, that your life is on the line. You got an alertness about you that is unlike anything you could possibly imagine. You could hear every little sneeze of every little flea on the planet because you're tuned. You are there. But as spiritual warriors out here in this particular battle where we have all these alternative networks coming together, we get kind of comfortable in the way that things are going along and we drop our guard. We don't listen to all the little tiny noises and all the little warning signs that come about, you know, that something's amiss. And so with that said, if you were in battle and you did the same thing and your life was on the line, you would obviously not fare so well because you might miss that sniper up in the tree or that boogeyman behind the bush or whatever. You know, Thomas Jefferson said it best when he said, "The price to freedom is eternal vigilance." And he's right, because there are those out there who do not want us to say what it is that we say on these networks. There's those out there who don't care what we say. They just want to get out there and cause problems because for some reason they get their jollies getting everybody all riled up. At that point in their life, it's a funny thing because they haven't come to the enlightenment of what you give you receive, or you know, throwing the positive pebbles and getting positive back, and you know, for karma's sake, at the very least, you know, sometimes it's instantaneous karma, which it should be for those knuckleheads that would do anything to try to stir this this movement in the wrong direction. It's a big deal. It's our families. It's our futures. It's the children's futures and their grandchildren and so on down the line. When you do a radio show, you got a lot of responsibility, you know, because there's ears out there, all kinds of ears, and they're hearing and they're listening. Some minds more impressionable than others. Some folks out there probably won't even agree with what you're saying and think you're a total nutcase. But if you stay true to your beliefs and you stay consistent to what you feel is right and you know in your heart is right, then you lead by example. You look out there and people look at your life and they see the things that you do. That's why I don't have to force my religious beliefs on anybody. My spiritual beliefs, or whatever you want to call it. I don't have to force that on anybody. I just lead my life the way that I am. You know, what you see is what you get. I make mistakes. And I get sad just like everybody else. I get mad just like everybody else. I have a dark side just like everybody else. We're all like that. We all have all these capabilities of doing right and doing wrong. But if this is to be a mission that we're going to succeed at as far as all these networks and even the listeners out there in your own personal lives, if we're going to succeed at this, we have to stay eternally vigilant throughout our entire lives to keep an eye out for things like that. Now, somebody said one time, you got to roll with the punches. And you do. But after a while, you don't even have to roll with the punches anymore because you become such a awesome fighter that it just, you got your defense skills up and nothing can penetrate your armor. The Knights of the Round Table, think about that for a second. You know, think back to what the Knights actually stand for, you know, in history. You know, if you want to go back to the old castle and king days, you know, the Knights were the army that go out there and they fight the dragons and evil and try to defend the land, you know? It's a big deal, folks. It really is. And it's a big deal for you to be strong in your life. It's a big deal for you to not give up. I'm a peacekeeper by nature, and if you actually go into the astrological signs or whatever, I would be classified as a Libra, which is kind of ironic because it's like the scales of justice. And everything to me always has to be balanced out. It has to be equal, you know. When the scales are offset, I'm not happy. When somebody, you know, is not getting their fair share, you know, or somebody's doing somebody wrong. It's kind of what makes me tick, and it's what one of the motivations behind everything that it is that I do. I know 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt that I will solve the free energy deal. That's not an issue. The only issue that I see is how to solve the hearts of humanity. How to put it in somebody's mind and heart that there are things out there in this world that need to be addressed. There are things out there in this world that are bad. There is a spiritual war of epic proportions going on. There's a war for your mind. And the true path to freedom isn't going to be by way of listening to me on the radio. The true path to freedom is going to be by way of you being strong and you being vigilant and you keeping your mind wide open and listening to all sides of the story, even those that what you don't agree with. The best way to find out the truth is listen to two liars. Both liars will have to give you a bit of truth in their lie because otherwise it just doesn't sound plausible. So they will have to give you a little nugget of truth to make their lie sound good. And so if you step back and you listen to both sides of the story, and you don't intervene, you just let them talk. Let them talk. Let them say what it is that they're going to say, because they're going to try to convince you that they're right. So they'll tell you a nugget of truth. Both of them will. Both of these liars will tell you a nugget of truth. And using your mind thinking outside the box, you can sit back and you can ascertain from all the facts that you've just heard and all the discrepancies and what they were talking about, and you can formulate the truth in your own mind. There's one thing about truth: when you feel it, you know it. When you hear a lie, you know it. You feel it. I keep saying to this to each and every one of you all the time: you are more powerful than you can possibly imagine. If you only knew, if you could only recognize who and what you really are and what this world is all about, petty little differences wouldn't tear you apart, because you'd understand that that other person out there is one of the gears that makes the machine work. And somebody wants to put a monkey wrench in there for a reason or two. Monkey wrenches can come in all different sizes and shapes, and something as simple as a mean little word said to the wrong place at the wrong time to the wrong people. Those of you who broadcast out there, you know that you've been under assault. You got to watch what you say. You got to step on eggshells, because you don't want to offend nobody. But then, do you really want to offend anybody? When I talk about how here we on Shazoo's Radio, we agree to disagree in a respectful manner, and we talk to one another, and we try to do this as if our children were listening. We try to do this as if our mothers and our fathers were listening. And behind the scenes, we might get a little bit rowdy with one another. Maybe we ought to not do that either. Because behind the scenes, you know, You got to think about things become habit. If you do something behind the scenes and you get used to doing it, everything's all well. And then the next thing you know, at the worst possible time, you just did it again. Anyway, We got multiple networks. You guys, if you could only understand how many people out there really feel like you do. If you could only understand how many people gravitate to people just like you, because the whole world is waking up. The whole world is looking for the truth. They're looking for spiritual enlightenment. They're looking for something different than what we've got going on. They're looking for something other than the system, the beast that is eating all of us, each and every one of us alive. If we lay down the tyranny, we don't win. If we let misunderstandings and petty disagreements pull us apart, we don't win. If you disrespect your brothers and your sisters that are out here trying to do the same thing that you're trying to do, if you think yourself to be above them, we don't win. This thing we got going on is so much more important. So much more important than you can possibly imagine. We could win this. We could win this whole deal. We could turn this world around. We could actually create that heaven on earth / utopia that I keep talking about. Maybe if we are only the farmers that plant the seeds, maybe we won't actually get to live long enough to see the fruits of our labor. But what a just cause. What a just cause to put down a smooth paving stone for future generations, just like those before you had laid down their lives to protect your freedom. It's amazing, folks. It is so amazing. I'm going to play a song, and man, I just wish that people would listen to words, you know, because words are so powerful. Words have meanings. Words can either make or break somebody's day, and there's so much power in what you say and do. If we let this all fall down, you know, sometimes there's those of us, we behind the scenes, we do so much. We do so much, and it needs to be recognized. People need to know that they're respected. They need to know that somebody's listening. They need to know that what they're doing isn't all in vain. So if you're one of the show hosts out there, and you're one of the listeners or Knights of the Round Table, and you believe in what it is that we're doing, say so. If you started off on this journey a long time ago to wake the world up, to point out the things that need to be addressed in this world, because you knew that your family had to live in this world as well, and you wanted it to be a better place, now's not the time to lay down your armor. When things get rough, that's the time when you beef your armor up all you can get, and you call in the knights, and you bring them all down to bear to defend the fort with everything you got. Those networks that fell before us, they were doing such a wonderful job. Everything was great. I mean, it was spectacular. And slowly but surely, the evil picked away at them until they separated them. I won't allow that to happen here. Not on Shaziz Radio Network. I won't allow my friends and my brothers and sisters, my family around the world to tear each other apart. I got so much love in my heart for each and every one of you and the people of this world and this dream. I'm not willing to give up. So keep in mind, when you listen to this song right here, there is a battle going on. And we can win it.
Ireland, the fight for life, the fight for our right to an ordinary, decent life. So Ireland's paying out billions again. Or should I say the government, which does not at this time represent this country in any way, shape or form. We today remain leaderless. We remain cast adrift in a European sea of greed and corruption. These people talk about percentages and Eurozone and bailouts and conditions and balancing the banks. They don't talk about people and hospitals and lives and emigration and employment and survival. If a government is not for the people, then it is merely a vassal for vested, dark, despicable interests. And thus is the world until we as the Irish people defy this gross inequality we are being made to endure. Until we rise from every chair and every living room in this country, there is no difference today in colour or religion or creed or class or wage. Whether you're a plumber or an actor or jobless or from Dalkey or Mayo or Cork, we need to align with the entire country. We need to stand up to greed and despicable inequality. Somewhere in Ireland, someone is contemplating suicide. Somewhere in Ireland, there is a hungry baby without his food and a mother weeping. Somewhere is a man being told he has no work. Somewhere in a traffic jam, a man is having a heart attack and no hospital to be brought to save his life. Somewhere in Ireland, a man is counting money and smiling. Somewhere in some distant European country, men with no souls make decisions by the pen that ruin another generation here. And somewhere, a cowardly TD in Dublin carries his filthy deeds like a weight, but ignores the destruction in his own heart. Are we truly brave? I do not believe in the heart that people here are cowards. I do believe we are looking for hope, a way to see a better life. As it stands now, we have no future. All that remains is for us to become one, for our ideas and differences to merge. Underneath the shame, the sadness and the fear, I think our countrymen and women have a power and a poetic strength. I think that we are noble, and we must claim this nobility. We must crush the fear in our waking souls. We have not come this far, through this much, in so many terrible centuries to be vanquished by men of the pen and the shirt and the tie and the greasy crunches of numbers. They will eat themselves, those who choose to keep us in a corner, taking all that is rightfully ours. We only have to acknowledge each other. We are brothers and sisters. We must rise above our bickering and look above. Look at the people who are truly destroying our lives. But also take a look in the mirror. Many of us feel, what can one man or one woman do? I have bills, I have responsibilities, I have children. Yes, you do. But you also have the same responsibilities to the people who have not yet been born here. To the older generation who sit in the cold with no heat. To the young boy or girl standing on the shore, about to leave with a suitcase and a broken heart. We are the many, we are the few, and we are the one. I am proud to be Irish, but we must act on that pride. We must rise up peacefully, but with the force of our poetic hearts. We might be broke as a nation, but we are not broke in our souls and as a people. We are an idea that is celebrated around the world, and we are beloved. Yet we need to show that love to the person next to us. We need to release our self-pity and turn it into compassion. We need to help each other. With each act of love, kindness and power, we as individuals will bind the vines of the millions of Irish together and form an indestructible rope of people power. Let us here and now, in this time, be the example to the world. Let us show each other on the globe that the Irish have a will, that the spirit that lies deep inside the soil of this earth is ready to be ignited, and a fire that is our hope will light across this country. We did not come through famine and oppression and loss and death for nothing. I think now of those who have so little, I think now of the ghosts of our past, the nameless graves that await our rising, the ones who never had a chance to become what they should have. I, for one, will not give up my dreams of an ordinary, beautiful life because of the endless greed of others. I hope we can join together. I hope we can turn this winter of fear into a dawn of a new life. I hope we can light a flame that will never be extinguished again. And I hope we can make the future generations proud of us. We are beautiful. We are an amazing people. And the time for fear is now over. We are the many, we are the few, and we are the one. Peace to you all.
And I tried hard to be proud of my service, but all I could feel was shame. When racism could no longer mask the reality of the occupation, these were people, these were human beings. I've since been plagued by guilt anytime I see an elderly man, like the one who couldn't walk, who we rolled onto a stretcher and told the Iraqi police to take him away. I feel guilt anytime I see a mother with her children, like the one who cried hysterically and screamed that we are worse than Saddam as we forced her from her home. I feel guilt anytime I see a young girl, like the one I grabbed by the arm and dragged into the street. We are told we are fighting terrorists. The real terrorist was me, and the real terrorism is this occupation. Racism within the military has long been an important tool to justify the destruction and occupation of another country. It has long been used to justify the killing, subjugation, and torture of another people. Racism is a vital weapon employed by this government. It is more important weapon than a rifle, a tank, a bomber, or a battleship. It is more destructive than an artillery shell, or a bunker buster, or a Tomahawk missile. While all those weapons are created and owned by this government, they are harmless without people willing to use them. Those who send us to war do not have to pull a trigger or lob a mortar round. They do not have to fight the war, they merely have to sell the war. They need a public who is willing to send their soldiers into harm's way. They need soldiers who are willing to kill and be killed without question. They can spend millions on a single bomb, but that bomb only becomes a weapon when the ranks of the military are willing to follow orders to use it. They can send every last soldier anywhere on earth, but there will only be a war if soldiers are willing to fight. And the ruling class, the billionaires who profit from human suffering, care only about expanding their wealth, controlling the world economy. Understand that their power lies only in their ability to convince us that war, oppression, and exploitation is in our interest. They understand that their wealth is dependent on their ability to convince the working class to die to control the market of another country. And convincing us to kill and die is based on their ability to make us think that we are somehow superior. Soldiers, sailors, marines, airmen have nothing to gain from this occupation. The vast majority of people living in the U.S. have nothing to gain from this occupation. In fact, not only do we have nothing to gain, but we suffer more because of it. We lose limbs, endure trauma, and give our lives. Our families have to watch flag-draped coffins lowered into the earth. Millions in this country without health care, jobs, or access to education must watch this government squander over $450 million a day on this occupation. Poor and working people in this country are sent to kill poor and working people in another country to make the rich richer. And without racism, soldiers would realize that they have more in common with the Iraqi people than they do with the billionaires who send us to war. I threw families onto the street in Iraq. I only to come home and find families thrown onto the street in this country in this tragic and unnecessary foreclosure crisis. We need to wake up and realize that our real enemies are not in some distant land. They're not people whose names we don't know and cultures we don't understand. The enemy is people we know very well and people we can identify. The enemy is a system that wages war when it's profitable. The enemy is the CEOs who lay us off from our jobs when it's profitable. It's the insurance companies who deny us health care when it's profitable. It's the banks who take away our homes when it's profitable. Our enemy is not 5,000 miles away. They are right here at home. If we organize and fight with our sisters and brothers, we can stop this war, we can stop this government, and we can create a better world.
If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square. And the old, I would teach to pray after me, our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies and vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who wanted until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. What'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
Yeah.
King, Shazam the Terrible, and the Knights of the Round Table.
Hello, everybody. I played all that stuff right before that. Probably give you a bit to think about, you know, to remember, you know, remember back whenever we all started doing what it is we're doing, what we, you know, we seen all the atrocities going on in the world. We knew that things weren't right. We knew that there were still suffering around the lands in all different nations. So many issues, man. So much to work on. So much to fix. So we took, each and every one of us took with what we had to work with. You know, we had ideas, you know. We had dreams of a better world. I wonder if I can, I'm gonna throw on another quick tune real quick, and trying to fix the world, people. Trying to fix the world with the only tool that I got: my heart, my mind, me. That's it. And trying to do it with my friends from all over the world. So with that said, I'm gonna throw on a quick tune or two, and try to get some things worked out going. Doggone it! Every time I look for something, do. Yeah, old King Shaziz the Terrible. They don't call me King Shaziz the Terrible for nothing. Boy. Here, this is close.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Staying the whole night through, it feels so good to be with you. Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. I waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in a river and cool ourselves from the heat of the night. Baby, get ready. Down by the river in-
through his day. I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my day. To old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised, the place where he was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble, no pleasure here on earth I found. I have no friends to help me now. He has no friends to help him now. It's fairly well, my own lover. I never expect to see you again. Perhaps I'll die upon this train. Perhaps he'll die upon this train. You can bury me in Sunday Valley for many years where I may lay. Sleeping in my grave, while he is sleeping in his grave. Maybe your friends think I'm just a stranger, my face you never will see no on God's golden shore. He'll meet you on God's golden
a helping hand. We are the world. We are the children. We are the one to make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
We talk about peace, hope, and love, and positive solutions for things that are going on in the world. Sometimes we don't really pay attention to each other as much as we should. It's kind of like that family member you got. You know, you take for granted that family member is always going to be there. And then one day, right out of the blue, you know, suddenly you don't have that family member anymore. That's a really hard thing to contend with. It's a hard thing to deal with. And so, if I could say a word to everybody out there in this world, if I could say the right words to let each and every individual out there in this world know how important they are personally, how respected and how appreciated they are. You know, sometimes in folks' relationships, they got this like mental chalkboard, and every time somebody does something to somebody, they draw a line on there. And then the next time, they draw another line on there. And they just keep tabs. They keep a running tally of how many times they were, you know, mad at or offended or whatever. And then it ends up just totally shredding the relationship, because it gets to the point where now it's a scorecard. You know, your significant other is keeping score on you, and you're keeping score on them. And eventually, when it's all said and done, it rips you apart.
I got so much to say in my head. There's so much that needs to be addressed. When I say to you, and I say how important you really are, people need to know that they're important. People need to know that they matter. People need to know that they're appreciated. Sometimes brothers and sisters, they'll have feuds and fights and fusses and raise one heck of a ruckus with each other and treat each other like terrible, you know. Deep down inside, they know they love each other. And push come to shove, at the worst case scenario, they would do whatever they could to help them out. Brings me back to that quote from Thomas Jefferson again. The price to freedom is eternal vigilance. Always having to pay attention to what's going on around you. Because it seems like the moment you take your eye off the ball, and that's when you get a black eye. The Knights of the Round Table. I remember the first day that I started that. I was watching the particular network that I was with, and I was watching them tear each other apart behind the scenes. I was watching provocateurs come in there and try to disrupt everything racially and spiritually and all this. And I was listening to, because I always listen. I was listening to them, people saying that talk is cheap, you know. Where's the solutions? We need solutions. The key was a solution. They needed a solution. And so I said, well, the solution's been right before our very eyes all along. We just haven't taken advantage of it, you know. That vacuum cleaner or that broom or that dustpan that you got sitting over there in the corner, it doesn't work itself. You got to get up off the couch and you got to walk over there and you got to pick it up and you got to clean things up. So the solution to me was to bring to the table something that was already at the table that people had started to forget. They started to forget the power of communication. They started to forget the power of respect and treating one another, you know, the way they should have been all along. They lost sight of the dream, you know. That little light at the end of the tunnel just went a little dim and off to the side. I brought it back into focus with the Knights of the Round Table. And believe it or not, it actually worked. It was a pretty brilliant idea, if I do say so myself. Because now I had all these hosts that were coming on the Knights of the Round Table, and we had new guests on the Knights of the Round Table, and I mean, it was just going so strong and so heavy. I'll have to start uploading some of those old Knights of the Round Table podcasts and let you all hear. There were some really good, wonderful, insightful shows. Informative. We talked about everything under the sun. And we shared ideas for solutions out there in the world. I can give you an idea. And I can give you my thoughts on a solution. But until you enact that solution, until you actually get up and do that, until you go out there and hand that homeless man a piece of bread, it's just an idea. It's just a solution. Once you hand it, you just threw a positive pebble into the pond that will ripple and span the test of time. That's how powerful these networks are. You as a host, man, especially here on Shaziz Radio Network, and I'm sure all the other ones would agree, have an amazing opportunity and a real big responsibility to one another and to the listeners and to the world in general. That if you're going to guide the future generations into a better world, it has to first start with you. You know, if I catered only to Christians, I would only be speaking to Christians. If I divided my love up amongst the whole world by, you know, my beliefs, whoever was closest to my beliefs, it'd probably be a real small listening audience. Not everybody is as crazy like old Shaz is. Not everybody has his ultimate dream. I was always saying, when I'm going to shoot for the mountain, I'm going to shoot over the mountain. And hopefully I'll land on the top. So you always reach for the stars, even if you're never going to reach the stars. You're always going to be farther ahead than what you were before. With all these networks, this is our way by which we're going to reach for the stars. This is our way by which we're going to make this world a better place. You know, we've got tools, we've got technology, we've got resources, we've got each other. As long as we can keep each other, we're going to be just fine. There are those who are going to come and go. I've seen it. I've been around long enough, I've seen it. I sound like a rambling buffoon right now. I sound like somebody who just ranting along. But I've been around long enough to see a lot of things. I've been around long enough to see what tears groups and society apart. And common sense to me says if the first time you stuck your hand in the fire and you got burnt, the second time probably going to get burnt too unless you put on some gloves. Your armor, you know. We've got to keep this ball rolling if we really, truly, seriously believe in what it is we're doing. We got to keep it rolling. Who else is going to do it? Is your neighbor down the street going to go down there and tell somebody that, look, there's something going on that you need to know about and you might want to keep your eyes out on for your own family and your safety? Is somebody else going to tell the truth to the world? Your neighbor at the other end of the road, are they going to go out and tell the truth when the mainstream media is full of lies? All the hosts out there got into this because they wanted to change something in this world. They wanted this world to be better. They wanted to give to the world an opportunity to hear, you know, truth. An opportunity to hear solutions, alternatives to everything that was put before us by the system that we find ourselves in. If you stop doing that, and I stop doing that, and we go back to sleep, then the world is what it is. And it will be what it will be. But it won't be by our hands. It won't be by our choice. And truth and freedom will fade into the night. We may very well lose this fight because, as you can see, it is it's a vast army that we stand before. But in my beliefs, my God says that if I stand with you, who can stand against you? because in my belief, my God is all powerful. That's coming from my own view on life, my own spiritual journey. But I believe in the potential of each and every individual out there, including listeners and friends and hosts and those that, who make things happen behind the scenes, you know. It don't matter whether you're on Awake Radio or No Borders or Shaziz Radio or We Roar or Shake and Wake Radio. At the end of the day, we're supposed to all be on the same team. We're all supposed to be trying to, you know, fix this boat that we see sinking. Regardless of what nation you live in or what background you got, whichever religious views you stand on, this entire beautiful blue world that's flying through space that has all these amazing qualities and resources is the boat that we are all traveling in the time we find ourselves in the here and now. And when this boat sinks, it's not just the black man who's going to go down. It's not just the white man who's going to go down. The red man, the yellow man, and all the shades in between, to and fro. It's not just the Christian who's going to sink. It's not just the Muslim. It's not just the Jewish person. It's not just the Buddhist or the Hindu. It's not just China. It's not just Russia. It's not just Canada or America. It's not just England or Scotland or Ireland. When this world falls, all nations and all hands will go down with the ship together. Every living creature, every living individual on this planet with hopes, dreams, and aspirations, all hands on deck will go down with the ship. And there are so many people out there who woke up and they realized this and they decided, well, I got to do something. I'm not in good health. I don't have very much money. I don't have the resources to travel to and fro and be a missionary in this state or that country. But maybe I can raise my voice above these mountains so that the folks on the other side can hear a true message of hope, freedom, peace, and love. And so they took up the microphone on Awake Radio, and they took up the microphone on Shake and Wake and No Borders and We Roar and all the other networks out there. And they raised their voice up loud. Some of them got so passionate, they got obnoxious. But they said what needed to be said at the time and the place and space and this history and this universe and this dimension. That they believed truly in their heart, coming from their own spiritual journey, what needed to be said in order to try to make something happen better than what we've seen. They believed that that baby on the other side of the planet, regardless of his color or racial background or religious background or whatever, that innocence on the other side of this world needed food, needed shelter, needed love. What makes up Shake and Wake Radio, what makes up Shaziz Radio, No Borders, and We Roar, and all the other networks out there, 1800 online, what makes up those networks aren't numbers, aren't pictures, aren't videos. What makes up those networks is the dream itself. The dream that all men are created equal. The dream that we can create a better world. That we can work together side by side with one another. We don't have to live in a dump as long as we've got the tools to clean it up. What makes up all these networks is people that stepped outside the box and put themselves and their time and your resources online to shout it out over the top of that mountain so that somebody else on the other side could benefit. That's why it is that we do what we do. And if you're doing it to get rich, if you're doing it to get famous, then you're doing it for the wrong reason. I can feel the hearts of people from all nations. I can feel the suffering, the crying, the tears, the anger, the happiness. I'm in tune with all my brothers and sisters all over this world, and I know, I feel it. You didn't go to Awake Radio. You didn't go to No Borders or Shake and Wake or 1800 Online or Shaziz Radio Network. You didn't go there without some sort of plan in your mind that you were going to try to make the world a better place. And those of you still listening out there, driving down the road or sitting in front of your computer or whatever, however you're tuned in, you're not listening because you don't believe in the dream. You're not listening because you don't believe that that we are helpless, that we don't have no kind of power over these corrupt suckers that are running this world. We know that these greedy bankers and the politicians and supposed presidents and representatives of the world aren't looking out for our better interest because they've been bribed. They've been sold, bought up, manipulated. We, the people, in the real alternative media, care enough about our children and your children to do what it is that we do, to say what it is that we say. And so with that said, if you're on board this mission, if you seriously believe in the dream of making our world a better place, if you seriously care about your family, your friends, family, your children, all the children of the world, if you seriously care about all this, you got to care about your friends that are working side by side with you. You got to do anything that if you feel like you've offended anyone, make it right. Because the spiritual battle that we are in, it's taken a toll on all of us. And I don't blame anyone from stepping up and walking away from the table because they just can't go on. It's such a hard task. And I honor them for the time that they have been here. And maybe they'll come back later when they get their second win. But old King Shaziz the Terrible refuses to lay down before evil. Refuses to lay down before tyranny. Refuses to lay down and give up the dream. When those folks were seeking the promised land and they wandered around in the desert for 40 years, some of them knew that they would never, ever, ever see the promised land. But they knew that if they laid down, then neither would their children. Nothing would ever get any better if they didn't pick up a broom, a hammer, if they didn't do something positive for this world. I believe the human spirit is so amazing, beyond all beliefs, beyond all your comprehension, that you yourself are so much more powerful than you give yourself credit for. You look in the mirror and you think, oh, well, I could be better in this way, I could be better in that way. Brothers and sisters out there, it isn't about what you look like. It isn't about the outside. It's about what's in that spirit. It's about what's in that heart. It's about the true beauty that is you, the individual. You add all that beauty together, and you add all the combined knowledge of all the people of this world, there is nothing, and I repeat, nothing that we can't accomplish. You stand up on your mountain and you shout it as loud as you can. I stand on my mountain, we'll shout it as loud as we can over on our side, vice versa. And eventually you have everyone shouting and all ears will hear. You point out the positive information. You point out the solutions to the problems. On my side of the world, I may not have the answer that you got on your side of the world. These folks that get out here and do what they're doing on these networks, they did it because at one point in time, they truly believed. And back to Thomas Jefferson again. The price to freedom is eternal vigilance. That means I got my eyes wide open, I got my ears wide open, I got my heart wide open, and I got my mind wide open, and I'm absorbing everything, all the beauty and everything that is around me, and all the combined knowledge that when we all get together and have the amazing, and I mean amazing, conversations, brilliant minds. The fun, the laughter, the love that is shared on these networks is beyond all compare. You can't give that up. If you all walk away from the table, then it's over. If each and every one of you stick in there and you fight the battle with open eyes and open ears, the paving stones that we lay down before the future of all humanity are the most worthy cause of your entire life. What more can you say? When your voice is ringing out there, make it a good voice. They say you only get one chance to make a first impression. That new listener coming on board, don't chase them away. Let them see what this network is really about. Let them see and hear why it is that we came to the table. And if you're just one individual, just kind of listening back and watching the whole scene like a movie and seeing how it all plays out, you know that there's somebody out there who loves you. You know that you are valuable. And if you don't know by now, then you obviously haven't been listening to this network. We say it all the time. There's no peace and love just for the Jews. There's no peace and love just for the Christians. There's no peace and love just for the Buddhist. No peace and love just for the Muslim or the Hindu. We say peace and love to all. And we're not afraid to use that word around here. We're not afraid to say I love you to our brothers and sisters. Love is going to be the most powerful tool you got in your arsenal. Love is also the most powerful shield that you got in your arsenal. We could all take up arms today. We could go out and lynch the bankers, and we could go out and mow down the bad guy. We could do it, you know. We could start World War III, Civil War on crack. The whole scene, we could do it. We have the power to literally go out there and destroy all that we survey. We can burn it to the ground. We can tear apart everything that mankind has ever built. We can go out and we can murder the masses. We can destroy everything, everything under the sun. But keep in mind that this boat that we're living on, when it goes down, all hands go down with the ship. There is no lifeboats. Now, I don't want to see a total apocalypse of the world, and so I get on Shazoo's radio and I talk about peace and love and alternative energy and share ideas with the world. Because I believe in the dream. I believe that together, instead of destroying the world, we go out and be the good caretakers that we were meant to be. And we share peace, hope, and love to every single soul on this world. And one stepping stone at a time, we pave that for the future of humanity. And if I die and I can't lay another stone for somebody else, then one of my brothers behind me will walk by and they'll pick up the next stone and they'll place it in its place and they will pave the next stone. You see what I'm saying, folks? I hope that you can understand how important the Knights of the Round Table is. I hope that you can understand how important each and every listener is. I hope that you can understand how important each and every nation is. We need Russia to be Russia. We need China to be China. We need America to be America. Ireland to be Ireland. Scotland to be Scotland. We need all of that. We don't need the one world government solution. We need the one world people waking up and understanding who they really are. And the true power that lies within each and every beating heart on this planet. In my beliefs, it is a divine gift from the Creator Himself. The power that is within you. However you view it, sit back and think long enough for a second and realize what kind of things you are capable of doing just with your words alone. You can drag somebody completely down to the deepest, darkest abyss in the worst part of hell itself. Or you can take your voice and you can lift them up to the highest points of heaven. That's the power of the spoken word. And that doesn't even count your actions. It doesn't even count the power of the pen. All those combined with what it is to be you and your spirit, we need to be uplifting one another. We need to keep this ball rolling. Otherwise, the future of humanity. We have a whole lot to gain. And we have a whole lot to lose, depending on the choices that we make each and every day. So I don't know. But me personally, I've told you guys this before. I've told the world this. I've told everybody and his brother, anyone who had their ear open when I said it. When doomsday comes around, when it's the apocalypse, until the day my God shows up to retrieve me or destroy me, until there is not even one little ounce of anything, until I can't raise a finger or a breath, or a thought, I will continue to shout it from my mountain in every which way possible. Because I do believe in the dream. Look around this website. Look around on ShazizRadio.com and tell me what it is that you see. Read things. Look at them. X-ray them if you need to. Look for subliminals. Look for lies. Look for propaganda. Look for any flaw in the system that is the word love. You just won't find it. Not on the Shaziz Radio Network. You'll find individuals with different points of view. You'll find individuals who don't always agree. But if their heart's in it, like my heart's in it, they too will be standing in the rubble of the apocalypse around the fire, the brimstone, and everything else that's going on, trying to take care of one another and trying to, at the very least, at the very last second of all existence, shout it out, can't we all just get along? Peace and love to the world. Positive solutions in all different directions. To me, it's worthy of all the pain in my body, all the pain in my heart, all the pain and suffering, any kind of negativity that I feel that I have to go through. I'm willing to walk through the fires of hell to save my brothers and sisters around the world and point them towards the light. In my view, that light is God. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it right before they chop my head off at some guillotine. They're going to get me to try to renounce all of my beliefs, but I refuse to renounce my beliefs. Just like you should refuse to renounce yours. Each and every one of you going to make your own choice about how you want to live your life and how you want to do the things that you want to do. My world, my life, my views, those are mine. But because I look out into the world and I see the potential of every living creature and individual and all the resources and the beauty that is this world, and I'm watching it be destroyed and I'm watching people suffer for no reason. No reason other than greed. It breaks my heart and strengthens my resolve to believe in the dream.
Survive, hoping that mankind will stop abusing her. something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and a carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women old boys raised on shotguns. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
What makes a good King Shaziz the Terrible? What makes a good leader? What makes a good representative? You know, there's a word out there in the alternative community called sheeple. I hate that. You know? They're not sheeple, they're people. Real people, just like you. A good leader is a man or a woman who can humble themselves to become the servant of their brothers and sisters of all nations. It's not all about you. It's not all about me. It's about recognizing this world for what it is. It's an amazing opportunity. And there is definitely a battle between good and evil going on. What's the value of prepping? What's the value of alternative energy? What's the value of alternative medicine? What's the value of alternatives to anything that is the system, that is the beast that is eating us alive, without the people? You don't prepare for storms and disasters and wars and all that kind of stuff with supplies and everything because you don't care about somebody. Maybe there's an individual out there who only cares about himself, is only in fear for his own safety, so prepares for himself. But even at that, his self is worthy too. To be a good leader and to humble yourself before all the brothers and sisters of the world as a servant. A servant. In my religious beliefs, all men are created equal. The pastor isn't above you. The minister isn't above you. The preacher isn't above you. The Pope is definitely not above you. None of any of the men that are out there in this world acting under the guise of leadership, representation of any nations, none of them above you. No title ever given, king, queen, prince, any of that, judge, police officer. None of them are above you. You, the individual, are just as equal as the guy standing in the fancy uniform. And until the world recognizes that,
And until the leaders of the world understand what it means to be a true leader, there will always be those who think that their power comes from their capability to oppress, depress, or repress individuals in order to remain in power. There will always be those individuals who want more than everyone else has and are willing to do whatever dirty deed necessary to take that. Each and every one of you out there are a leader. Each and every one of you out there are the king or the queen. Each and every one of you out there are the servant. Humble yourselves before your brothers and sisters around the world and do right to one another. Create a better world for all humanity. Create a better world for your children and your children's children, into the future, into infinity and beyond. We talk about becoming enlightened, truly enlightened to the ultimate of all, the ultimate knowledge. Little did you realize that all along the time that you were seeking out all the answers that you were seeking, they were already in you. Everything that you have ever needed to know, everything that you've ever wanted to ask, is in you, all of you. In my belief, God didn't make any mistakes. He didn't make any trash. He created this wonderful, wonderful machine, this wonderful system, and was so brilliant in which the way that he put this whole system together. The earth is a self-contained biosphere of epic proportions, a thermoelectric generator of epic proportions. All of our wants and needs were provided for, and we were given free will to roam this earth, to take care of one another. And at the end of the day, there are those who took humanity off the cliff, down the roughest roads. You know, I see those delicious apples over there. I love apples. I'm going to go over there and get me a whole basket full of those things. And then there was that individual who walked over there and just picked up what he needed. That was it. Or maybe there was somebody else who was in need as well, so he went over and gathered up enough to take and give everyone an apple. That's what No Borders Radio is. That's what Awake Radio is. Shake and Wake, Shaziz Radio, all these networks out there. And if we lose sight of all that for fame or fortune or greed or ego or pride, if we lose sight of being the caretakers, if we lose sight of being the servants to the community, then we become the same system that we have fought so hard to turn around. If we take up arms against any nation, including our own nation, then we become the beast. When you stand before the dragon and you're prepared to do battle, you have to think of why. Why are you standing before that dragon? Why are you doing what it is that you're doing? You put yourself in between danger, the dragon, and your family in order to become the dragon slayer. How far do you go? I hope that you understand what it is I just said. I hope that you, something that I've said in this entire Knights of the Round Table has either touched your heart or touched your mind and give you some sort of idea of what it is that got us started in this mess to begin with. If you stand for nothing, if you do nothing, then nothing gets done. That's the way it works. But if you want to become one of the hosts on one of these networks, and you want to try to shout it from a mountain, you got to know that there are those folks out there who's going to try to shake the tree out from underneath you. You got to know that there's those individuals within the government. There's those individuals out there within the knucklehead community who are going to do and say everything they can to discourage you. You stand firm on your beliefs. You deliver your beliefs and your ideas and your views in a respectful manner. You lead by example as a humble servant of the community. And then we make our world a better place. How better can you explain it? I played you some tunes today. I played you some tunes yesterday. I threw out some words of wisdom coming from my point of view and my own personal spiritual journey. I've said and I will keep on saying what I have to say as many times as I can, regardless of whether there's a living soul watching or listening. Because one thing about the power of your spoken word, it doesn't matter if you think you're the only one in the room. It doesn't matter if you think you're so far out in the middle of the field that nobody can hear a word you say. The negativity that you put out there, the energy that you send into this world, will ripple across the pond no matter where you are, no matter where you stand. Think about it. You, the individual, helping to create the world that we live in today. Don't become the beast that you're fighting against. Become the humble leader and servant to the community that you know deep in your heart is the right thing. Been rambling on for all this time, waiting for one of the Knights of the Round Table to come in and Be the leader. When your mouth is open, when your ideas are flowing, and you're sitting at the table, the round table in any nation, as soon as you open your mouth, as soon as you choose to make any action, you become the leader of all nations. You become the king. It's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. So what kind of leader, what kind of servant do you choose to be? What kind of world do you choose to live in? I don't want anybody in this world to ever give up. I don't want anybody in this world to ever feel worthless. I don't want anybody in this world to ever suffer or do without. I'm King Shaziz the Terrible. And I will continue to shout it out for as long as I have a breath in my body. As long as I can move a finger and point it out the corruption, I'll do so. And when it comes down to a choice between me letting go of my freedom, letting go of my beliefs, I will hold on to them through everything, including death. How you doing, Rick?
Good morning, sire.
Hello.
How's it going? Have you been listening in?
Yes.
Are you kidding me? The only reason why I didn't, I figured someone else on the list has most of the names, but I went and friend requested the ones I didn't have in case anybody wants to be dragged in, and I asked Diadem if he wanted to host the call, and he didn't answer, so maybe he's away from his computer, but, no, I figured you were doing just great, you know, I didn't want to interrupt the flow. You said everything that I think most of us feel, you know, that we're, everybody pitching in is what makes this thing so phenomenal.
Well, it's so, so very important for people to realize how valuable one another is and how important these networks really are. You know, I've heard people say, you know, you can get there and you can talk and talk and talk and talk and nothing ever gets done. But, brother, I'm sure you agree that every time you open your mouth, you cause something to happen. And so if you use a little bit of common sense and insight, then you know what's going to happen before it happens just by the spoken words that come out of your mouth. Am I wrong?
No, you're totally right. In fact, we also have to realize when we're opening our mouth that if something comes out that you it could have repercussions, and that you should the reason why I'll pause when I'm talking is I'm trying to make sure that, okay, how am I going to say this in a way that isn't going to offend, hurt somebody really bad, or at the same time I really don't want the feds at the door with a good reason to drag me off either, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's a sign of wisdom, brother, that you do take the time to think before you talk. I mean, you know, I've watched all these networks before us, and I know you've seen it before. I've watched all these networks fall because of things that whether they be misunderstandings or whether they be from outside influence or whatever.
Yeah.
Or both.
Actually, since 2008, I've seen networks come, become huge, and then go. I can name some of them right now.
No, that's all right. We don't need to do
no,
that.
No, I mean they're no longer around
anymore.
Yeah,
I know, but those folks, they had a dream. You know, and they took their eye off the ball. You know, Thomas Jefferson said it, and I've said this multiple times during the whole deal, the price to freedom is eternal vigilance. That is a really profound statement.
Well, we liked the most of the people at these places. I wasn't going to say any names in a bad way.
Oh, I know. I understand.
We met a lot of the people that we know now.
And we're still friends with.
Right. From places like Oracle, Orion, American Freedom Radio. I mean, we met Tracy Kennedy over there at Oracle.
Yeah, and like, you know, we were on multiple networks before this too as well, and a lot of the folks that believed in the dream, they're still with us today. You know, it's, a lot of folks have come and gone, but you know, it's just, it's so important what we're doing. It's beyond all explanation. I just don't have the words that are powerful enough to point out how valuable each and every single one of the listeners or the host or the people behind the scenes who actually make this work. Man, the true glue holding the family together is the most awesome weapon / tool that we've got in our arsenal, our biggest defense, and that's a four-letter word, love, you know?
Yep, every time one of these networks sinks or goes off the air, the devil is smiling.
Well, I'm sure of that. I'm positive of that. It doesn't surprise me in the least why these folks are out there. You know, our computers come under attack all the time. All the time. And if you've noticed, in the last couple shows that I've done, I haven't had any computer problems. That's because I put in between this computer and my network a sacrificial computer, and they can attack it all they want.
Good thinking.
And so I'm not having these problems because they've got something to play around with, you know? But the key is...
And I think it's important also to... If you're feeling like maybe you're not doing enough or appreciate it and you're thinking about calling it quits, you have to ask, who's saying that to you? You know?
Yeah, everybody, when they started out, nobody's in alternative media for no reason at all. You know, there are those out there who are in to get famous and to make money and all that, you know, jumping on the fear-monger wagon, but that's not us. That's not our networks. What actually initiated us to become hosts and listeners and people behind the scenes was the same thing. You know, the like minds that gravitated together because we, standing outside the box, because we never really fit inside the box, we looked at the world and we seen that there could be a better way, and the only way, we're going to point it out. We got to say it, because if we don't say it, nobody else is. Am I wrong?
No, totally. And for us, it was hanging out in the chat room would be like me going to see another band all the time. I'm a singer and I have a voice, so you know, I felt I could do more on the air than just typing my opinion in a chat room, you know? And people kept saying, you should do your own show, you should do your own show, you should do your own show, you should do your own show. So finally, when somebody offered us one, I've told this story many times. When we were offered to do a morning show 5 days a week, first thing out of my mouth once the call was over and we went outside is, we're going to crash and burn because we can't do this. You know, I mean, you got to be interesting every day, you know. Like with a band, if, you know, you can only ride the charts for so long, and then the only place to go is down, you know.
But here's the thing, brother. It's the works. It's the works that you've done. By the time, you know, if you were a host for only 1 year, and you did good works through that whole deal, you know, it's the soldiers out there. It's all the veterans of all the world, you know, that laid the stones down before all of us. Once they've served their country and they go on to live their lives and all the things that they do from then on out, you know. It's what they did when they did it that made the difference, that gives us the opportunity to even say what it is that we're saying right now.
Right. We jumped in hardcore full time. In less than a year, we've interviewed some of the biggest people in this movement, and we've got more shows under our belt than people that have been in the movement for 3 years doing a show once a week. And now we're pulling 7 days a week over here, and we're not getting a dime out of it. We're laying our treasures in heaven, and we're doing it because we love the people here. And we put it this way: if not for this network, there isn't another one anywhere. If we're not connected, doing a show on Awake Radio, then we're not going to be on anybody's network, because there's nobody else out there that we respect. And what you guys, it was the love that we felt when we first came over here and people had heard some of our parts. We were floored by how much love was coming at us, and people appreciating the little commercials that I made and the guests that we had. You know, I'd like to see that chat room flowing and lots of people every day, but like everybody keeps saying, it's not the chat room, it's the numbers of people listening, and there's no accurate way to know how many people are tapping in on their smartphones. And I see new people coming, and I see friends of ours from other places who realize, oh wow, Rick and Annie, you're over here now, you know, cool, awesome, you know.
Brother,
we love this place. We love you. We love Steve, Paula, everybody here, you know. And I don't want to see anybody go or feel like they might be left out, you know.
Well, as far as the numbers and all that kind of stuff, like I said earlier, you know, if you're by yourself somewhere out in the middle of the woods and you think that nobody hears or nobody knows or anything, and you speak, you know, positivity into this world, then what you're going to get back is positivity. If you speak negativity in this world, then what you're going to get back is negativity. The power of the spoken word, you can go all the way back to Genesis in the Bible and listen to God's description of man, you know?
Right.
The relationship that we've got. And so, you know, with that said, life matters. Words matter. And the way that I act whenever I'm not around you, Rick and Annie, it matters, you know. I got to, if I'm going to come out here and I'm going to preach to the world peace and love, then I got to go out there in the world and I got to do peace and love.
Right. Be it.
Yeah.
Like Chico and Debbie, the people that I believe have blessed them through the persecution that they've gotten, they're now worldwide, they're known worldwide. You know.
Well, you'll notice that when you get closer to doing what is right, then you get attacked. That's all there is to it. You know,
even through that attack, they're coming out smelling like roses.
Yeah,
you know?
But that's the thing. This is a spiritual battle of epic proportions, and you got to know that if your cause is just, you know, my God says, if I stand with you, who can stand against you?
The devil's people.
Well, they can try, but we all know. Well, we all know. Go look at every single movie you ever seen out there, minus a few really sick old movies. There's always a hero. There's always a bad thing going on, and communities come together, and good overcomes evil all the time. And I, You know, that's the only thing I think they got right.
Hey, like in the commercial that we do, I say, you are Paul Revere, you know?
Yeah.
We all are Paul Revere in this modern day thing. We're telling them the New World Order is coming.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's coming. I think it's here. I think it's on us. I think the monkey's already on his back and the dragon's standing at the front door. So when you open that front door, be armed with your spiritual armor. Be armed with your love. Be armed with everything. Be armed to the teeth. Because the fact is, when that dragon's standing at your door, he ain't there to give you cookies and milk. You know? So, that's why you need your brothers and sisters around you to be strong too. You need your friends and your family and your neighbors to know how powerful they really are. Because if the world believes that they are helpless against the evil that is before us, then we fail. You know? And I know without a shadow of a doubt how powerful each and every individual is out there. Like I said to you, Rick, God didn't make any trash. He didn't make any mistakes. Our Creator, no matter how anybody out there wants to look at it, was the brilliance of all brilliance. The amazing of all amazing.
How many times have you heard me say, the reason we came together is because He allowed free will and He allowed this adversary to tempt us?
In other words,
if Lucifer didn't fall away with one third of the angels, if Eve didn't believe Lucifer's lie that if you eat from this tree you will surely die, if all this did not take place, we wouldn't all have connected and be able to show the Creator what we're made of, what side we're on, nor would we be able to understand His forgiveness.
Yeah, see, God didn't put David up against a 98-pound weakling, soaking wet. God put David up against Goliath.
I mean, He could have put us in this perfect world, right?
Yeah, He could have.
And all we do is swim in the waterfall on the river, pick and eat fruit, and everything could have just been peaceful bliss and no problems. But what would we have learned? We wouldn't know His love or forgiveness.
Prime example of that is if you look at folks that were born with a silver spoon and they never had to want for anything, and then whenever they were really in a jam, they didn't have the life skills to take care of themselves. They were dependent, codependent on whoever was around them that knew or could do something. And so with that said, life is a learning experience. But as we go through life and we gather up wisdom and we share that wisdom with one another, we got to remember the most important thing of all. We are. All, each and every one of us, we are leaders. We are humble servants to our brothers and sisters around the world. And if we lose sight of that, we lose. Do you disagree?
No. I think they brainwashed the American people to lose sight of that.
Oh, hey, they brainwashed the world to do that.
Right, right, yeah. No, but I mean, you know, they showed us with war movies that, like, war is cool. It's heroic. It's exciting. And to the point where, you know, a few years back, we were all watching the first Gulf War and, you know, the invasion of Iraq as though, you know, I have to say, I was nervous as all get out for those men that were making a beeline for Baghdad. Because I was thinking, like, wait a second here, you know, is this really the way it's supposed to go? What's going on here, you know? And I did know enough to know that Saddam was one of our boys the CIA put in there. So what's going on here, you know? I knew we were being played yet again.
But outside of all the dirty deeds done, which we all know that have been done for the longest time in history. The most terrible thing is the thought that I would send my child over to a foreign nation and they would send their child out onto a battlefield and one of the two, or maybe even both of them, were going to perish. That
right.
is
and then,
the
and
biggest
the leaders,
waste.
And the leaders, people like Henry Kissinger, make a quote publicly that military men are stupid animals to be used and abused for our cause.
Yep.
And we try to point that out to people. And, I mean, put it this way. These people that have sold their souls to the adversary for fame and power in this life, these people that are a part of these secret societies, they speak all of the stuff that we try to expose openly.
Yeah, they
don't. It's not a secret. It's in documents. And yet, even though their own quotes and books and words and everything they plan to do is right out there in the open, we're still having a hard time getting the average Joe to turn off television and go do some research on his own to see that, no, see, we're not crazy conspiracy theorists. These are their own words, their own documents. Rex 84, Operation Cable Splicer, Operation Northwoods, where they say they will attack their own people and blame it on Cuba or somebody else. Yet they refuse, the majority of people out there, to face the fact that we're not the crazy conspiracy theorists. We're not insane. 75 to 80% of the people out there, you're insane if you don't realize that there is a New World Order government beast system that wants to depopulate.
Yeah.
Or that wants to use and abuse all of us.
Well, so with that said, brother, before we wrap this thing up, which we're running down to the wire, it is up to each and every one of us, hosts and listeners and everyone, to be the leaders that we can be. Each and every one of you are a leader. No man stands above any man, no matter how you look at it.
I call us our brother's keeper, really, you know.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what we are, and we are the caretakers of one another. And so with that said, what comes with what we do on this network comes with an awesome responsibility.
It does.
And thank you guys for joining me. I'm going to play a song by Judy Collins. It's Amazing Grace. I hope you guys like this song.
All right.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to let this be the last word said in the Knights of the Round Table for this episode. And
bless you, Shaz. Bless you.
Same to you guys. I love all of you, and I just want you to know how important you are and how important what you're doing is. And I want you to be, each and every one of you, to be empowered, to be the leader, to be the caretaker, the brother's keeper, the servants to one another, because that is the only way that we're ever going to fix anything. You know, we don't want to become the system. We want to overcome the system. Peace and love, everybody.
You too.
Take care.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. the
I'm not old. Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how do you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here! Oh! How'd you do?
How'd you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings?
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake. Her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
But you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
I mean, if I went round saying I was an emperor, just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they put me away.
Shut up, will you? Shut up!
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help, help, I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance whenever we're able. We do routines to call the scenes to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more mid-able. So many times we give and rhymes that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot. We sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Shazam the Terrible and the Knights of the Round Table.